Because we left off yesterday, we were discussing Machlekes Rishonim about what exactly the nature, the Yisur of Nesina is all about. Everybody agrees you can't marry a Nesina. Mishnayos throughout Shas. The question is, where does it come from? What the Yisur is all about? So we had Rashi's Mahalach was that the Yisur Nesina is basically an Yisur Midrabanon. The whole thing is Midrabanon. It's all part of Gzeiris Moshe and Yeshua and David, the whole historical development. The bottom line, the whole thing is only Midrabanon. Whether it's somehow a Nisr and Evan Midrabanon or not, that was a little bit touchy and questionable. But basically, it's all Midrabanon. According to Benetam, it's all Midraisa. It's all Nisr Deraisa of Los Eschatin Bom. We said the Machlokes, Rashi and Benetam revolved around Pshat in the Pasuk. It's how to learn Pshat in the Pasuk. The Torah says Los Eschatin Bom. So what do the words Los Eschatin Bom mean? Does Los Eschatin Bom refer to when they're going? Does Los Eschatin Bom refer to when they're ready in this Gairus? So we already brought the Raya's back and forth to try to figure out from the different Gemaras what the answer to that question would be. And then we had the Ramban Shita, a third Shita, that a little bit of both of them are right. Los Eschatin Bom is Deraisa Begerusan, but it's only for the first generation. It doesn't go to Deri Deri. That's pretty much what we spoke about yesterday. So now we have to take this Machlokes Rishonim, primarily the Machlokes Rashi and Benetam, and try to take it out to the next level. And try to understand, up until now we've been talking about Pshat Nepasim Chumash, we've been focusing on the Nesinim, but the question is, does this branch out to other potential questions as well? Namely, who exactly is included in Los Eschatin Bom? Here I don't mean whether Geyusin or Gerusin necessarily, though it's going to become relevant for the Shaila, but I want to know, give me a goy, tell me a goy, is this goy included, is this goy included, is this goy included, is that goy included, who exactly is Los Eschatin Bom? Who are the subjects of this pasuk of Los Eschatin Bom? Forget about the Geyus and the Gerusin for a minute. Just who are the people talking about? So again, we go back to Chumash. We go back to Pshuto Shel Mikra. So we open up the Chumash in Parashas of Eschanan. I told Mayachav he was very honored that he was quoted several times in Shir already yesterday. So you open up the Pesukim Parashas of Eschanan. So you'll notice your immediate reaction is going to be, who are the subjects of these Pesukim? Which kind of grammar are we talking about? We're not talking about your average guy who lives in Washington Heights. We're not talking about your average person in another place in the world. Who are we talking about? Very, very specific people. Kanai, Nichit, Emor, the Zayin Numos. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. So comes the Gemara in Masechus, Yevam Masechus, Masechus Kedushin, Hazemachon Sanhedrin, Hazemachoikis HaTanoim, as to how to understand who exactly is included in this Pasuk. So on the one hand, the Torah does delineate the Zayin Numos. On the other hand, the Torah throws out this general phrase at the end, why are we so opposed to this marriage? Because of the terrible ramifications. That you're going to marry the goyim and they're going to take you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They can make you into idol worship. It's a whole terrible, terrible story. So that pasuk could really be understood in one of two ways. Either is limiting in nature or it's expansive in nature. Either it's limiting that only certain people are really, really bad hashpahs. I mean, you got to be really, really bad mashbi on you. Who is that? Who are the worst hashpah possible? The Zayinumos. They're the real, real McCoy. A regular guy, a regular friendly guy sitting on St. Nicholas, 185th. I mean, come on, what bad hashpahs he can have on you? So you marry him, big deal. I mean, come on. So you play cards. It's so terrible. You're not going to go worship in a pagan temple or something. So he's not such a bad hashpah. That's one way of understanding it. Or maybe you can understand the pasuk in a very, very different way, a radically different way. First, the Torah speaks about don't marry the Kenani, Chiti, Amoris, and then the Torah says, and by the way, Ki also has been Chamayacharai, everyone's going to have a bad hashpah. The rabbis call him a serum. Anyone who's going to bring you away from the Banish Shalom, anyone who's going to turn you off the religion, that's also including the Yisr Los Eschatin Bom. So it's not clear. From the Pesukim themselves, it's hard to tell, is the Pesuk limiting Dafka to the Zayinumos, like the Pshita Shemikra, maybe the phrase Ki also has been Chamayacharai is coming to be a little bit more inclusive. In terms of exclusive who you should marry, but more inclusive in terms of who's included in this pasuk. So the Gemara has a machlokes tanaim, a whole shaila back and forth about the shaila. Unclear from the Gemara what the maskanas of dvarim should be. The rabbi say, this question as to who is the subject, which goy is the subject of these psukim, is clearly directly related to everything we spoke about yesterday. Namely, let's play devil's advocate for a minute. Let's assume that it's Rebbeinu Tam's pshat in the pasuk. According to Rebbeinu Tam, the Pesuk is not talking about marrying Goyim because Los Eschatin is a Lashon Chasnas and Goyim don't have Chasnas. Goyim have other things, they don't have Chasnas. They don't have a Chasna with the Goyim. So according to Rebbeinu Tam, the Pesuk is talking about Gerim. So now, put two and two together. If Rebbeinu Tam is right, that the Pasuk is talking about post-Geirus, and again, play the devil's advocate, that's talking about all Goyim, so what it really means is talking about all Geirim. So that would lead us to a very, very bizarre conclusion. What would be the bizarre conclusion? Can't marry a Geir. Now that's dumb. That's just ridiculous. That, I can't think of a worse word. That's just ridiculous. Obviously, you can marry a Geir. There's no shame about that. Torah says you can't marry an Ammoni, Moavi, okay, certain very, very limited Geirim you can't marry. But generally, you're allowed to marry Geirim. Well, Shemano, Devazemay Yoylam, to say such a thing, you can't marry a Geir, you can't marry a Geiris, it doesn't make any sense. So obviously, Rabbi Natan's hands are tied. According to Rabbi Natan, who says that the Pasuk is talking about Geirim, by definition, Rabbi Natan must hold like that Deya, that it's, the Pasuk is limited to Zayin Umas. Because if you take Rabbi Natan's Shita, that's talking about Begeirusan, and expand the pasuk to be talking about all goyim, then you're led to the point of absurdity. You've reached the point which is absolutely impossible to get. There's no one ever in the world who comes to that conclusion, can't marry a ger. That's just ridiculous. So therefore, Rabbi Natan is forced into the corner to subscribe to that shita, that the pasuk is very, very limited in nature only to the Zayin Umas. What about according to Rashi? What about according to the Rambam? So according to Rashi and according to the Rambam, who say that the Pasuk is not talking about Begeirusan, the Pasuk is talking about Begeirusan. So now, we're up for grabs. Now the Shaila is still, we can negotiate, we can discuss, we can philosophize. Do we say that Kiyosir is L'Rabbos Kol HaMesirin, or do we say that the Pasuk is Dafka about Zayin Umas? Maybe, and maybe no, I could argue one way or the other way. So the Rambam argued one way, the Rambam writes in Uchas Yisrabiya, there's an Issa Deraisa to marry a goy. Any time you intermarry with any guy, whether it's a Zayin Umos, whether it's a regular guy, a guy in 185th and say, you name it, you marry a guy, that's an instant derais of Los Eschatin Bom. Los Eschatin Bom, what? That's Zayin Umos? No, the Ram says the Rab passes like that opinion in the Gemara, the Rab is called Masirim. So the Rambam was only free to paskil the Rab is called Masirim, to include other goyim, dafka because the Rambam and Rashi saw it, that the Pasuk is not talking about Geirim, it's talking about Begeirusan. So here we have a secondary machlokes, a secondary issue, in terms of not just is the Pasuk talking about pre-Geirus or post-Geirus, but now a question of who the Pasuk is addressing, which Goyim are included in the Pasuk, which is the direct result of that original question. So far, so good.
We said yesterday Rabbeinu Tam says there are two parts to that Pasuk.
Rabbeinu Tam says, right.
So
Rabbeinu
Tam. Can't we just explain that talking about the
Geirus? No, the Issa of Los Eschatinbam, Rabbeinu Tam holds the talk about, Rabbeinu Tam holds the two parts.
Yeah, so then when it says Kiyosir in the next Pasuk, it's talking about the Geirus.
Okay, so I mean, but that wouldn't be addressing Los Eschatin Bom, right? I mean, maybe. So, upon the Rabbi said, we still can't leave this Rashi Rabbeinu Tam alone. We still gotta get more out of this Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. We still have to go look to Shas and try to analyze how different Gemaras play out. Bein lefi Rashi, bein lefi Rabbeinu Tam, because we have a major machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam in the first Mishnah in Chavtes Ben Aleph and Ksubas. First Mishnah of the Tzarek, what is Baal HaNasina? Is this a Deraisis? Is it a Derabanan? Two radically different approaches to the Yisr of Nasina. So we have to analyze several other Gemaras to see how the whole picture puts together this running Machlekes Rashi Minatam. So everybody said, there is a Gemara. Taisus quotes this Gemara, Taisus and Ksubas quotes it. It appears in Maseches Yevamos. The Gemara is a very, very cryptic statement about the Nasinim. You know, these Nasinim, every couple of years, things were happening different with them. First, Moshe is making Gezeris on them, then Yeshua is making Gezeris, then David, you can't leave these guys alone. Then things were kind of, you know, fairly quiet for a couple hundred years or so. And then all of a sudden, Baruch Habu came, Rabbi Yudan Nosi, the days of Yudan Nosi, with a very, very strange idea. All of a sudden, what does the Gemara say in Yavis? Bimei Rabbi what? Bimei Rabbi? Bikshul Hatir Asinim. There was nothing else going on in Klai all the time. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Romans were killing us, there were Gezeris, the Jews were in Golos, and we may read Bikshalat and Asinim. What was the great impetus to I have no idea. I don't know what was going on. Check with the history books. We may read Bikshalat and Asinim. All of a sudden, today's reading in Nasi, there was a movement, the pro-Nasinim movement. They were standing with their, having rallies to free the Nasinim now. They wanted to be made read Bikshalat and Asinim. So the good news for us is it never happened. Baruch Hashem. Rebbe explained to them, we can't do it, it's technical problems, we've got issues, you know, we can't be matan, chilek mizbech, whatever in the world that means, we're not learning right now. Tachas, it never, it failed. But it sounds in the Gemara that there was a real, real halachic suggestion, a real bona fide movement. We made Rebbe Bikshalat and Asinim. Chachamim wanted to be matan and Asinim. So we have to stop and ask ourselves and put ourselves back 1,800 years and try to figure out what exactly were they trying to be matir. What were they trying to do? Forget about where they failed. They failed, Rebbe told them it's not going to work. But what were they trying to do? What does it mean be made Rabbi Vichal after Nasidim? Let's think this through together. Who's going to tell me? According to Rabbeinu Tam, what does that phrase mean? We'll take Rabbeinu Tam first. You may Rabbi Bikshul Hatta Nasinim. What do you think that word, those words mean? Right? Bikshul Lahatir. They wanted to be Matir. So what's my first problem? They wanted to be Matir what? What did they want to be Matir? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, what did they clearly not want to be Matir? They didn't want to be Matir the Issachasdus. The Gemara cannot possibly be referring to an Issachasdus. That would be like tantamount to saying, B'mei Rabbi Bikshul Hatta Chil Shabbos. B'mei Rabbi Bikshul Hatta speaking Lashon Hara. We can't do that. So B'mei Rabbi Bikshul Hatta and Hasidim, they wanted to be Mata, the Yisra of Mary and Hasidim. What, are you crazy? Let's just Chatin Bom. It's a Posse in Chumash. We don't do that. The Torah says things are awesome. We don't attack that. The rabbi said something or that we can negotiate. But the Torah says something. Just kidding. Okay? So B'mei Rabbi Bikshul Hatta and Hasidim, obviously it's not talking about the Yisra Derais of Chasta. So what is it referring to? It's referring to the fact that we're treating them as avodim, we're making them work, they're making them chop our wood, draw our water, mechayt veitzecha, shav vevecha. Oh, that I can understand. Why? Maybe we want to do away with that. What do you mean you want to do away with that? Who are you to do away with that? 1,800 years earlier, the Nesidim were given to Klal Yisrael as a gift. Christ, I got this great effort now. He's chopping my wood. He's drawing my water from me. And ah, chutzpah, you want to take my effort away from me? What do you mean, B'mei Rabbi Elie B'shalat and Nesidim? Who are you? Me some chaliyish to be after the Yisra Avdus. What's the answer? Who are these guys, B'mei Rabbi B'shalat and Nesidim? Just some guys? Who are they? They were the Halakha Tanoim. They're Rebbe's colleagues. The Gemara's not talking about a bunch of guys who were just standing with, signs, free Nesidim now. The Rabbanim wanted to. The Beis didn't want to. There was some reason why. We don't know exactly why. There's some reason why they wanted to. So what power, what halachic koach did they have? What authority did they have to be matir the Isser Avdus? Hefker Beis and Hefker. It's Cheshir Mishpat. This is Dini Mamas. We're living in Nezikin this year, right? So they wanted to be matir the Mominis. The Mominis, I have an Eved. The Avadim belong to Klal Yisrael. Come to Beis and Hefker Beis and Hefker. They're going to be mafker the Avadim. So I can understand it. I can hear the Shachmataya. So Rebbe explained to them, no, you can't do that. Why can't you do that? Because the Avadim, the Nesidim, don't belong only to Klai. So who else do they belong to? They belong to the Rebbe Shalom also, Chelech Mizbeach. Because when Yeshua first put them as Avadim, he says they should be Avadim for Klal Yisrael and for the Mizbeach Hashem. So they own the Shutfis. There's a Shutfis between Klal Yisrael and the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. So B'mei Rebbe, Bikshul Hatta Nesidim. So Rebbe said to them, Chelkeinu Atamatir, Chelech Mizbeach Miyatir. You have no authority, you have no jurisdiction to be matir the chilav mizbeach. So they blight the avodim. So since you don't have the koach to be matir, that is the avdus klapim mizbeach, somehow the whole deal goes off. Why didn't they have the koach to be matir? Why don't you say the same what? No? Why don't you say the same hefker, bezin, hefker? The whole Gemara is a pilei ploim. Why don't you say the same hefker, bezin, hefker? You know what's the answer? What does Taisa say? Doesn't Taisa say something about this? Isn't it our Taisa? What does Taisa say? Taisa says, "V'alfagav the kaimel on the hefker beis and hefker hainu letzurich, but ze ain't letzurich kolkach. It's not such a big tzurich to be matir the chelach mizbeach." Sister Torah, I don't know what's going on, but the tzurich was not tzurich. That's how Taisa formulates the sugya. That b'mei Rabbi bikshulat and nasiim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't mean the isachasnas. It means the status of avdus. We would have been based on hefker beis and hefker. And the Kamash Malon, and the Maskana was, is that some Hefke Bez and Hefke isn't going to work when it's not this great Tzarech, and the Tzarech Mizbech wasn't a big Tzarech. That's how Rabbeinu Tam reads the Gemara. So again, I don't understand all this history behind it, I don't understand all the social factors behind it, but at least the halachic mechanism I understand. We're working with Hefke Bez and Hefke, and we're pupiling, is Hefke Bez and Hefke going to work here or not?
I didn't say,
according to Rabbeinu Tam, is the Mamonos here.
That's
Mr. Moso Mamonos. It's Mamonos that they're working for the Mizbech. You want to know it's Me'ila, it's hectic.
If it's
Chelek
Mizbeach, it's part of Mamonos, why can you just make that also? Why do they have to, what is that?
Okay, so you want to know, what does that mean, Chelek Mizbeach Miyatis? So Taisus over here by us says that it was just a technicality, it wasn't such a big tzurich, and therefore Hefker Mizbeach doesn't apply. Rashi in one other place writes that Hefker Mizbeach doesn't work Klapi Mamon Hektish, it only works Klapi Mamon Hedjit. So that's...
Also, Rashi also quotes Hefker Mizbeach here also. Rashi
clearly
doesn't buy into.
Wait, hold on, again. Okay, so again, it's a country bit of time. We understand what's going on. There was never a discussion to be mounted the Issachasdus. That's not negotiable. That's in the Seder Aisa. But Rabbi Isai, based on all of yesterday's shiur, according to Shittas Rashi, when the Gemara says, "Bimei Rabbi Bikshul Hatta Nasina," what do we think the Gemara meant? B'mei Rebbe Bikshe Lahatin Asinim. What? What does Lahatin mean? According to Ben Etam, the word Lahatin is a terrible word. It should have said, B'mei Rebbe Bikshe Lahafkiya Maman Anasinim. What does the word Lahatin mean? Lahatin means to be Matir Nisir, Matir Asurim, right? The bracha Matir Asurim. Some people may recite that bracha every morning. Yeah. So, B'mei Rebbe Bikshe Lahatin Asinim means those that didn't have an Ezra that they wanted to be Matir. They wanted to be Matir the Yisr Chasnas. According to Rashi, we can begin to understand that because it's not a deraisa, because we came to share yesterday. It's only a derabbanan anyway. So b'mei Rebbe Bikshe Lahatir Zanasinim. We have a little bit of a problem. Just a slight problem according to Rashi. True, we wanted to be Matir, the Yisachastas, but let's not forget, where did that Yisachastas come from according to Rashi? Now again, yesterday that's where we hit into the brick wall yesterday. But who remembers the brick wall we bashed our heads into yesterday? What kind of an Issachastas was it according to Rashi? It was a kind of an Avdus type of a din. Now we had problems formulating it yesterday. We weren't sure whether it's a real bona fide Avdus, not a bona fide Avdus, a Mexican Avdus, looks like Avdus, smells like Avdus. We weren't sure exactly how to be magdir it, but we know it has something to do with Avdus. Right? That was a Gemara Masechet Yevamos. So according to Rashi, that they wanted to be matir, the Issachasnus, what legal loophole did they have to invoke? What did they have to do in order to be Matir Yisachas? Kids just wake up one day and say, okay, you're not allowed to marry that lady, guess what, now you can. What did they have to do? What did they really have to do? They really had to make them not avonim anymore. That was the real mechanics. They were trying to figure out what the mindset was. We're sitting back in days, 1700 years ago, we're sitting around with Rebbe and all his colleagues, and they're pilpuling, you gotta get the drama, you gotta think it through. So all the other Tanarim are trying to convince Rebbe and saying, let's be Matir the Yisr of Nesinim. Which basically means we're going to be Matir Yisachastas according to Rashi, which basically means we're going to undermine the Avdus. What halachic mechanism are we going to use to undermine Avdus? We're going to fall back on what? Right, what Rashi said before? Hefke Beis Din Hefke. It's Vayit going to be Hefke Beis Din Hefke, right? That's what really is going to happen. So we're going to be Matir Yisachastas by invoking Hefke Beis Din Hefke. So now I'm running into a little bit of a problem. I'm about to hit into my second brick wall. Why my second brick wall? According to Rashi, it's not enough just to say, okay, hocus pocus, you can marry an Asina now. What we really have to do is to be Matir, the Yisr, the Shem Evet. We have to be Mafkir, the moment, the Bailus of Avdus, and the Mela, the Yisr Chasas, will go away. This model of taking a person who's an Evet, forget about a Nosir right now, a real Evet, not a real McCoy, guy's mamish working, you know, a real, real, real Evet Kenani. You're not allowed to marry an Evet Kenani. We all know that. Yeah, Kaddish, the Kaddish, you're not allowed to marry an Evet Kenani. But, l'chora, there's a mechanism to be matir that Isser. What's the mechanism to be matir that Isser? But be mishachar him. So the chayra, when the Gemara says, be made Rebbe Bikshe Lahatir Zanasinim, all they meant to do was, we're going to invoke the regular halachas of Shichur Avodim, the same way that if you have an Evet who's a deraisa, the Evet, and you're mishachar him, someone male, the Isser of Avdus falls off, the Isser Chastus falls off, may Rebbe Bikshe Lahatir Zanasinim, we can do the same stunt with this Dirabon and Dikar Avodim. That's the chur what's going on in the Gemara, right? I mean, you read these lines in the Gemara, you got to think this through. May Rebbe Bikshe Lahatir Zanasinim, what do the words mean? Rebbe Tav is one thing, it's not even talking about an Issachasnas, according to Rashi, it is an Issachasnas, but we're invoking Hefker Beis and Hefker. But the chur what we're doing is just like plain old Avodim. So let's take a regular Evet, okay? A regular guy, not a Nosid, he's just an Evet, right? He's not happy. He doesn't want to be an Evet, okay? So what do? We want to turn him into no longer being an Evet, right? Now he's very happy, okay? So how do we, and now he's so happy because now he's going to stand. They drew a lady. Like that, right? Okay? Okay, everybody's happy, all right? So we took him, he was very sad, he didn't have a shidduch, okay? Couldn't get a date. He was having trouble. He was very unhappy. He wasn't allowed to marry anybody. All of a sudden, we did something, and now he's standing under the chuppah together. Everybody is just smiling and dancing. And we're dancing away. Okay, mazel tov. What happened over here? So we had to be mafkir the avdus. That was the goal over here. That's the aim, to be mafkir the avdus. How do you do that? So tell me, how do you do that? Yeah, I didn't see the word get shichur on the board here. Well, how do we do it over here? We did it through hefker. Beis Din Hefker. So Mistama over here, we're talking about a regular Evet. There's no Beis Din over here. How do you do it? What's the mechanism? Hefker, right? We're just borrowing. I didn't do anything. I didn't say anything new today in Shia. I just read the Gemara, Bimei Rebbe Yuxel Hatzin Asinim. I know that it's based on Hefke, based on Hefke, because I know that's the only way to get around the Issachastas. So I'm patterning myself after a real din of how do you transform a person from a very sad bocher to a happily married man. It must be through the mechanism of Hefke. So here the owner is standing over here, and he says to him, you are here, but, oh, he's not Hefker. He says, you're Hefker. You're Boto, Kichomis, Kigafer, Diyar. He makes him Hefker, okay? So he makes him Hefker, so now he's allowed to get married. That's what just happened. May Rebbe Bikshu Hatzin Asiyim. Is that true? What's the deal? Anyone here learned the fourth paragraph of Masechet Gittin? Nobody. Nobody looked up the fourth paragraph of Gittin. Actually, did you tell the guys after everything? You just tell them to look up from Arma Kumos? Try to tell them. Okay. Rabbi Sa'ai comes to Gemara, the fourth paragraph of Gittin has a Machlekes Amarayim. A regular, plain, and simple Eved Kenayni. Forget Nesina, forget these frazzled outlets. I own an Eved Kenayni. And I say to the Eved Kenayni, you are here by Hefker. Can you go get married now or not? What's the din? Machlekes Amarayim. So one day in the Gemara says, Hamafkir Avdoi? Yotzel L'Cheiros? He goes free, he doesn't have to work anymore, that's for sure. V'tzorech get Shichur. He cannot just stop get married just like that. He requires a shtar shichur. He requires a document. He requires a get, like a woman, like an eshes ish. The only thing that's going to be after him to get married is if he has a get shichur. And the other day, in the Gemara says no. Hamafke avdo yotzal lecheres v'yein tzarich get shichur. He doesn't require a shtar shichur. What's going on? What's this all about? How is this affecting us? What's the nekudas of achleikis amarai? The fourth parak maseches gittin. One day it says amafke avdo yotzal lecheres v'tzarich get shichur. The other day it says, Yotz L'Cheres V'Yein Tzarket Shichur. What's going on, Rabbi Sai? So come to Rishayim, the Ramban, and the Ritva, and the Meseches Kedushin, and develop a very, very famous Yisayit, Daf Tezayin Meseches Kedushin, a famous Yisayit, how Yisayit is, Abris Ketayra, as to what the very essence of an Eved Kenayni is all about. Rabbi Sai, there are two dinim licked with an Eved, within every Eved Kenayni. Again, eventually we're going to extrapolate back to our funny kind of Eved Kenayni, of Messina, but we're talking about a real bona fide Eved Kenayni. He's mamish, a real, real McCoy Eved Kenayni. There are two very distinct aspects of being an Eved Kenayni. One is what's called a what? And the other is what's called a what? One is called the Kinyan Mamon, and one is called the Kinyan Isser. Dr. Ramban, Dr. Rizvah, Mr. Kedushin, Dr. Zion, Kinyan Mamon means that I own you, I own a car, I own my house. I own my the money in my wallet. I own my bottle of water. I own Eved Kenayni. There are Kinyan Mamonis here. And Kinyan Mamonis is nitan to the regular dinim of Kinyanim. That's one aspect of Eved Kenayni. The Kinyan Mamonis expresses itself. You have a Shibut. You have to work for me. You're my Eved Kenayni. There's a second dimension of Eved Kenayni. What's that? Kinyan Isser. There are halachas that govern an Eved Kenayni's behavior, which have nothing to do with Chayshim Mishpat. They exist in Yerdan, they exist in Evan Ezer. Namely, an Eved Kenayni can't marry everybody. He's only allowed to marry the Shivcha, he can't marry a regular Bas Yisrael. There are halachas in Issevehet, the halachas of Evan Ezer, that govern the rules of an Eved Kenayni. How do you transform a person's status from being an Eved Kenayni to being a regular Jew? You have to go through a process of being Mafkia, both the Kinyan Mamon and the Kinyan Nisr. So comes the Ramban and explains, how do you mafkia a Kinyan Mamon? Explain to me. How do you mafkia a Kinyan Mamon? What mechanism is used to mafkia a Kinyan Mamon? What's the answer? Same as any other Kinyan Mamon. If I have a car and I decide to be mafkia the car, because someday, if I have an Eved Kenayni, I want to be mafkia the Kinyan Mamon, I'm mafkia the Eved and finished. So once I say to the Eved, you are here by Hefker, he doesn't have to work for me anymore. I no longer can take him to a din Torah to force him to work for me anymore. My kindness and Chayshim Mishpat are over with him. What, Zafti Ramban? Just because my kindness and Chayshim Mishpat are over, doesn't mean that his status in Eben Ezra is over yet. The only way for him to become transformed from being an Eben Kenayni to becoming a regular Jew in Eben Ezra, what does he have to undergo? How do you change your Eben Ezra status? How does the person, he used to be asked to do X, Y, and Z, now becomes Mutter? How does that happen? That doesn't happen with words. Where do we have a model in the Torah? You have a person who's also to do X, Y, and Z, and now, hocus pocus, they become both to do X, Y, and Z. Where do you have that? A get, a woman, she's an Eishes Ish, and now a day later, she becomes a Mutar, she's a Penuya. How did that magic happen? The Chos of Lo Sefer Krisos. That's exactly what the Torah says, Lo, Lo, the Isha. It says, the Chos of Lo Sefer Krisos, by a get, It says a chushal anita la by shichur of an eved, just as a isha only transforms her status of an ezer based by the mechanism of a get, so to whatever kenayni becomes changed, becomes transformed through the mechanism of shtar shichur. These are the ABCs. This is the yaseid this of hilchas eved kenayni. There's a kinyan mamon, there's a kinyan nisa. So therefore, it makes a lot of sense. Hamafker avda, what's the din? Yatzo v'cheiros. He goes free. Doesn't have to work anymore. But what? But what? But he still can't get married. So you got to tzarech get shichur. What's Pran the other day? This Ramban makes such good sense. It's so perfect. It's so brisk. It makes lumdish sense. What's Pran the other day? How could anyone disagree with this Ramban? How could one, somebody say that mafke avdo yotzecheres be'ein tzarech get shichur? Obviously, the other day it must have held that yes, it's true that there are two dimensions of Rebbe Kenani. There's kinyan momen, there's kinyan nisser. But what? No, what's the punchline the other day? One is taloi on the other. Kinyan Isser is not an independent kinyan. Kinyan Isser is dependent upon the existence of a kinyan moment. Once you undermine the kinyan moment in any shape or form, the mail of the kinyan Isser disappears into thin air. So everybody agrees that when you're looking at Eved Kenayni, Kol Zman is still an Eved Kenayni, he has two dinim. That's beyond discussion. That's a double portion of Oid. That goes. That's the ABCs of Eved Kenayni. There's a kinyan moment, there's a kinyan Isser. The machlekes amarayim is when you mafkia the kinyan mamon, does that automatically unravel the kinyan nisr? What do I say? No, kinyan mamon luchud, kinyan nisr luchud, and you can have now a new echetim of Rebbe Kenani who doesn't have a kinyan mamon, but he still retains a kinyan nisr. So far, we didn't say anything yet. Again, we're just trying to say pshat in the Gemara Maseches Gittin. Yeah.
The other way around, the kinyan nisr is telling on the
kinyan mamon. Kinyan mamon is telling on the kinyan nisr.
Maybe if I give him a get shofar, but I don't.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Get shichur is a method of being mafkia kinyan mamon. Also, I could sell you karka because the gemara. I could sell karka with the shtar also. So, Rabbi, now that we have a little bit of a background, a little bit of a better knowledge, a working knowledge of hilchas avodim and hilchas shichur avodim, let's go back to what happened in the days of Rabbi. Bimei Rabbi bichal hatu in a sinim. I want to know what the grandiose plan was. I'm sitting there in the base, then sitting and waiting to hear this great plan. Bimei Rabbi bichal hatu in a sinim. They wanted to invoke Hefker Beis and Hefker, which according to Rebbe Tam was not, according to Rebbe Tam was just to get rid of the Avdus. They weren't even touching Eben Ezer, because Eben Ezer was Deraisa, according to Rebbe Tam. But according to Rashi, that the Eben Ezer problem, the marriage problem, was only a Derabonadika problem, and it was part of the general status of Avdus. So now I hear the plan. Bimei Rebbe Bikshat and Asidim, let's be Mafkia the Kinyan Mamon, and therefore what? And therefore who? And therefore now they can get married. Really? That sounds like a very fascinating plan. According to who? According to half the Amoraim. According to those who say that Mafka Avdo Ein Tzarech Get Shichur, the plan was a great plan. According to the way we paskin that Mafka Avdo Yotz Lecheres V'Tzarech Get Shichur, the plan was a terrible plan. It was a silly plan. There was no basis in Halacha. They wanted to be mafkir the moment asma. How's that going to solve the world's problems? What they should have done is collected a shtar shichur from all the members of Klal Yisrael. That's a pretty tough job to do. So what was the Gemara talking about? If Alpidin and Dinim Mamonis, these Nesinim now belong to Klal Yisrael. So what do you mean Beis is going to step up to the plate to be mafkir mamon? The mafkir mamon from today till tomorrow. So it's mafkir the kidney mamon. But Zozai, there's no kidney mamon. But the kidney nisr has been mekayim ha'imed. And since the kidney nisr has been mekayim ha'imed, they vaita can't get married. So the whole plan fell apart. Rebbe disqualified the plan on pure technical grounds. Rebbe said the plan was a great plan. It's just chelik mizbech miyat. The Rebbe had a problem, some quirk of a problem of hefker is and hefker and hektish or something. We don't know what the problem is. Al Shabbat is going to tell us the different problems. But we don't know what the problem was. But I have a much more basic problem. I don't know the whole Shach V'Tah in the Gemara. Who here read the Gemara in Yavama Stafayin Tess? Didn't Tess quote it? Nobody look up this Gemara? You read this Gemara. So you look at this Gemara. What did you think when you read this Gemara? You thought it was just hunky-dory? Everything was just great?
Isn't that what
Hefker
does? Like,
well, what?
Why can't they be represented?
I mean, you thought they were writing a Shtar Shichur?
What?
So they're a mafker. Good. So they're let's say forget Beis Din representing. Every Jew comes forward. Every single Jew in Klal Yisrael stands up and says, "I'm here, boy, for going by Mechelik and the Nesinim." They're still also to get married.
That's the connection between Klal Yisrael and the Nesinim is the same way that as the other Eved.
That's what it sounds like. That's what the Tekana was. That's what Rashi sounds like he said. No, nope, that's what Gemara Yavama sounded like. So I don't understand. What were they doing? What was the Hefka? How was they going to solve the word? Didn't Rashi say Hefka Beis Din Hefka? How is Rashi? How could anybody read this Gemara in Yavamas knowing full well the Gemara in Gittin? So the answer is one of two things. Either you didn't read the Gemara in Yevamos, or you didn't know full well the Gemara in Gittin. But if both of those two statements are true, then there's no way to make any sense out of this Gemara. Oh, so l'chora, the answer is, Rabbi Yisai, this is exactly what I meant 10 minutes ago when I said, we're about to smash our heads against the wall for the second time in 2 days. That this whole shock of a time in the Gemara is obviously pointing us back to the direction where we didn't want to end up, but we're stuck again. Namely, this is not real avdus. This cannot be working with the regular rules of avdus. It just can't be. We have now a third raya that this is not working with the rules of avdus. Even though Rashi said avdus, 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 it's not true. It doesn't really mean it. Now, who remembers what the two rayas yesterday? Because Rashi's avdus is a quasar. It's a mishnah, right? Mishnah. Chavtas b'raf k'subas. Remember? Remember, we're still learning k'subas, okay? I hope we'll make a mark today just to make everybody make believe that we're learning the mishnah, okay? Don't worry, we're getting there. We're getting there, hopefully. So raya number one was from our mishnah, that Rashi cannot mean literally avdus, because if so, why is there a k'nas b'chalal? Raya number two was what? What was Tosfos' second kash against Rashi? How can a nasin marry a who? How can a nasin marry a How can Evan Meshuchar? How can Evan Meshuchar marry a nasina? Right. Charu Meshuchar, right? Charu nasina b'tarim zebezem. In condition, how can that be if it's really a bona fide avdus? That was kash number two, and now kash number three is this gemara. Is this Gemara in Yevamos? The shock of time, the Gemara in Yevamos. Which again, the plan never fruition. Rebbe knocked the plan out on technical grounds. But it was a good Lumdisher plan. It was invoking the principle of Hefker. Even though Hefker is in Hefker, the Chorah is better than regular Hefker. And regular Hefker doesn't do the trick. Zeman Fendor, you see from here that you didn't have to do such a big trick because the whole thing was never obvious in the first place. So we have three Rayas Bruros that Rashi Shita is not what's real cut out to be. Rashi never really, really meant the real thing about this. Rabbi say. Let's go a little bit further. One last Gemara, try to put into proper perspective in terms of this machlokes Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam. Let's go back to that Mishnah we were talking about yesterday. I just mentioned it a moment ago. Who's allowed to marry who? Eved Meshuchar is allowed to marry who? Nasina. Right? Eved Meshuchar is allowed to marry a Nasina. You can even put it over here. Okay. Call him Eved Meshuchar. We'll call her Nasina. And we're all happy about this, right? You have no problem with this. Who's going to work this out for me a little bit? Who's going to help me along with this? According to Rashi, we had a big problem, but, you know, we glossed over it. Who's got a lot of explaining to do now, everybody say? Who's got much, much more explaining to do than yesterday? And Evan Meshuchar was allowed to marry an Asin? Really? Who's got a lot of explaining to do, everybody say? Not Rashi. Rambam. There aren't that many choices. We didn't need too many Rishonim this today. What? Who's in a big, big pickle now? That Evan Meshuchar is allowed to marry Nasina? Make it worse for you guys. And Evan Meshuchar is allowed to eat Chazer. According to Ben Tam, marrying a sin is an Issa Deraisa. Los Ischatimam, Zosim and Torah. That's what the Pasuk means, but Gerusan. According to Ben Tam, how in the world could the Mishnah say in Masechus Kedushin, the Ferish Mishnah, the fourth bearing of Kedushin, that every Mishnah is allowed to marry a sin? It's an Issa Deraisa. According to Rashi, the whole history of the Sinim is all the Rabbanan, you could argue, yeah, they didn't make the Takonis for every Mishnah. Every Mishnah's Yichas is so messed up anyway, no, big deal. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, who says that the Issa Nesina is mamash deraisa, gevalt, the Evan Meshuchar is eating treif. He's violating a law in the Tais Chai Malkus. What do you mean the Evan Meshuchar is lying? How come nobody screamed at me yesterday? We read this Mishnah yesterday. We spoke about this yesterday. And we said, Rashi's got a lot of problems. We finagled Rashi. We traded as a cup of Rashi. How come nobody turned around to me yesterday and screamed? Who screams? Who's the one to scream at this? Taisus screams. Everyone saw the Taisus? No, no one saw the Taisus. Taisus screams at this. Taisus says, how are you talking? How could it be? It doesn't make any sense. How could it be that a Nevi Meshuch is allowed to marry a Nesina? So Taisus thinks. And Taisus says, I'll tell you why a Nevi Meshuch is allowed to marry a Nesina. There are a lot of people who you're not allowed to marry. A lot of women you're not allowed to marry. Not allowed to marry Mamzeres. Well, let's say a lot of men you're not allowed to marry. Namoni, Moavi. You're not allowed to marry a Mitzri, an Adoimi, first two generations. A lot of people, what we call the Psulei Kol. There's a Machlekes HaTanoim in the end of Masechet Kedushin about all of the Psulei Kol. Can a Ger marry into Psulei Kol? Can a Ger marry a Mamzeres? Can a Geiris marry an Amoini? What's the din? What's the shayla? What's the kudus asofik? Geirim have to keep Shabbos and Kashas. Why would anybody think the din for Geirim are different? What's the answer? Because here the Torah formulates these Yisurim, lo yavai Amoini b'kal Hashem, lo yavai mamze b'kal Hashem. Kal Hashem is a very, very beautiful, poetic way of describing getting married. Kal Hashem, according to some of the Tanoim, has a specific halachic connotation, that Kahal Yisrael, born Jews, are considered to be Kal Hashem. Kahal Geirim lo yikre kol. We love the Geirim, this mitzvah haftim, it's a Geirim, mishpatech yidachav Geirim. We love the Geirim, but in terms of Kal Hashem, they're not quite that level of Kal Hashem. So whenever the Torah says you're not allowed to marry into Kal Hashem, you're not allowed to enter the Kal Hashem, it comes lafuke Geirim. Geirim are not included in that Isser. And the other Tana disagrees, we happen to paskin lakula. We paskin the halach lemaisa, lemaisa, tzmanazeh. A ger can marry mamzeres, gioris can marry an amoni if she wants to, if she can find one bismanazer. Okay, so you're allowed to marry anything that's kahal Hashem comes lafuke gerim. An eved meshuchar apidin is a ger, right? An eved meshuchar is the same as a ger. So an eved meshuchar would be mutter to marry a mitzri, a doimi, etc. So comes Rabbi Natam with an unbelievable chiddush. Comes Rabbi Natam and says, yes, it's true. I told you yesterday. There's an issa deraisa called dosas chaten bam. Nesinim are awesome in a Torah, but the nature of the Yisr of Nesinim, Zakir Ben Atam, it's a Kahal Hashem Dikadin. A Nosin can't come into Kahal Hashem, the same way a Mamzer can't come into Kahal Hashem, and an Amoini Mayov, and a Mitzvah Adomi can't come into Kahal Hashem. A Nosin can't come into Kahal Hashem. And therefore, says Zakir Ben Atam, an Evan Meshuchar, who is a lav Kahal, because he's like a Ger, is therefore Mutar to marry a Nesina. That's a bit of Tam's breakthrough. So I'll break the Mamash on the level of the Araisa. What's the tremendous Chiddush of Rabbi Natan? An unbelievable Chiddush of Rabbi Natan. Mind-boggling Chiddush of Rabbi Natan. What? It doesn't say what? It doesn't say Kal Hashem Belos Eschatin Bam. It doesn't say, it says Kal Hashem and Pashas Kiseitze by Amoni, by Moavi, by Mitzri, Adoimim, by Mamzim, by Tzodaka. It says it a few places. But it doesn't say if I lost a schatin bomb. This is Rabbi Natam, Mamash Ezra, Beruch HaKadosh. Rabbi Natam is sitting 2,000 years after the Torah is given and analyzing and trying to figure out, 2,000 years, trying to figure out, Taka, what's the Kavanah Satayra, the Yisr lost a schatin bomb? Mistama, the Yisr lost a schatin bomb, is also a Kahal Hashem Dikadin, and therefore it's subject to the kula of a ger is not bound by that Yisr. It's a Chiddush Gobel from Rabbi Natam, Mamash on the level of the Raisa. Also Pesh Hitri, Rabbi Natan is the one who made up the Yisr Lo Seschatin Bam, that it applies to Geirim, to Nesinim, and now Rabbi Natan with Kizok, that the Kula, that Kal Hashem, the Kula of Kal Hashem applies. At Kan Divrei Rabbi Natan, almost. What do you think about this Rabbi Natan? Anyone thought about this Rabbi Natan a little bit? Any thoughts about this Rabbi Natan? Is this a shtickle Rabbi Natan L'shitasa from yesterday? There were some Rishonim who accepted Rabbi Natan but stopped before the ultimate conclusion of Rabbeinu Tam. Who accepted Rabbeinu Tam partially? The Ramban accepted it partially, but then disagreed. What was the Ramban's disagreement with Rabbeinu Tam? Who remembers? Let's go. Everyone wake up a little bit. The Ramban said that Lo Seschatin Bam Rabbeinu Tam's pshat is right, but it doesn't apply to Deiris. How did Rabbeinu Tam know it does apply to Deiris? The Ramban's right. Lo Seschatin Bam. Bam means them. Who says it applies to their children? Who says it applies to the next 25 generations? How did Rabbeinu Tam know to make that jump, to continue the line going? Adari Deiris. V'chayre, there's a fundamental machloikis between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban, even within the assumption that Losas Chantei Mam applies to Begerusan. Rashi's out of the parking lot. Rashi left already for Shabbat. He's ready. It's Tuesday. We're going to go Bible. We have to go give a Chumash here and buy whatever. Rashi's not here now. But I'll leave the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban that Losas Chantei Mam refers to Gerim. We now have a major machloikis Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban from yesterday, now spilling up to today. What's the nature of this Isser Losas Chantei Mam? Is this Isser Losas Chantei Mam part of the general picture of Psulei Kol? This is part of the regular dinim of don't marry Mamzerim and don't marry Amleinim and don't marry Mawazim and don't marry Mitzimin Adayim. Is it part of that Parashah Parashas Kisete? It looks the same, smells the same, don't marry this one, don't marry that one. It's all part of that same Parashah. What do I say? No. It's not there. It's not a Parashas Kisei. It's a Parashas Vaschanan. It's a different. It's like eating treif. It's like Bimachal Shabbos. It's a Nisabiyama, not Losas Chatebam. It has nothing to do with Parashas Kisei. That question, whether Losas Chatebam is ultimately part of the Psuei Kohol, or whether it's an Issa B'fnei Atzmai, will have nafkaminas, ramifications, Bein L'Kula, Bein L'Chumra. If it's part of the Parashas Psuei Kohol, it's just kind of in the wrong place, but it's basically part of Psuei Kohol, then it's going to get all the coolers of Psuei Kohol. What's one of the good coolers of Psuei Kohol? Kal Gerim doesn't apply. What's one of the chumras of Psuei Kohol? It goes forever. So Rabbeinu Tam l'chayz l'shitos. Yesterday Rabbeinu Tam was the machmir, that it goes forever. Today Rabbeinu Tam turns around and says, this, it's the other side of the coin. If it goes forever, but here's the cool. The cool is it doesn't apply to Kal Gerim, which Rabbeinu Tam has to say, because otherwise he's stuck with the Mishnah. Here's the Mishnah. Everyone's got to explain why Nevi Meshuch is allowed to marry a Nesina. Nobody could deny this Mishnah. This is an absolute given. So how do you explain away this halacha? So Rabbeinu Tam says, I'll explain to you what it's based on. It's based on Kal Gerim, Lo Yikrikol. Who's going to disagree with Rabbeinu Tam? By definition, who's going to disagree with Rabbeinu Tam? Who's not going to carry over that kula? The Ramban. But the Ramban is also l'shitas, because the Ramban doesn't have to deal with this Mishnah. Why? Because Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban says, when the Mishnah says that Meshuch married Nesina, that's great. What kind of Nesina are we talking about? 15th generation Nesina. According to the Ramban, Midaraisa, there was never an Issa when anyone passed the first generation. So the Rabbeinu Tam solved the Mishnah's problem with his understanding, and the Ramban solved the Mishnah's problem with his understanding. So now we have Rabbi said we have a three-way machlekes of Rishonim, a three-way conceptual machlekes of Rishonim, what Losas Chatein Bo means. We have Rashi who says Losas Chatein Bo means Bigay Yuson. It is nothing to do with Psulei Kohol. It's so anti-Psulei Kohol. Why is it nothing to do with Psulei Kohol? According to Rashi, the issue of marrying Losas Chatein Bo is zero to do with the issue of Mamzerus and Amoni. How do I know that? No, according to Rashi, the issur of, but the Torah says losas chatein bam means don't marry a goya, don't marry a woman when she's still not Jewish. That has nothing to do with psulei kol. How do I know that? That's not lo because you're not even married to her. There's no kedushin. It's a bechal makal Hashem. That's the zero zippo. That's not according to Rashi. There's no connection, living or dead, between the issur of losas chatein bam and parshas mamzerus amoni and moav. It's not even in the same ballpark. But according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban, who say that there is a certain similarity, namely, everybody's Jewish on the table here, everyone standing under the chuppah is Jewish, but still Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban part ways conceptually. Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's fundamentally the Losas Chatein Bam is an Issur Psulei Kohol, Bein L'Kula Bein L'Chumra, so it carries with it the Dinim of Deiris. On the other hand, it carries with it the Kula of Kahal Hashem, Lafuga Kal Gerim, whereas according to the Ramban, it has nothing to do with Psulei Kohol, therefore it doesn't go with Deiris, but Mamela it's not going to have the Kula of Kahal Hashem, Lafuga Kal Gerim. Yeah.
According to the Ramban, why are we allowing
an
Evid to violate the Ramban?
Why? Because the guy is such bad Yichas anyway, so we're Gmatri, that's a big deal.
Still,
Ramban, come on, let's take the Ramban so seriously, come on.
Rabbeinu Tam, he also can marry Nadi?
He can marry. What do you mean?
Then he can marry Nesina. He also can marry
Nesina. Okay, he is a Nesina. Yeah, same thing. It's the same exact thing. So Rabbi Sai. So now we're in the world, the very, very limited worldview of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is chiddush gabi chiddush. This is chatei mam referring to begerusan, and the nature of the iser is an iser of psulei kol with all the chumras and the kulas. And now Rabbeinu Tam gets himself into more trouble. Comes Rabbeinu Tam. Right, it may have been also. Maybe. Because the Mishnah told me, Asar Yuchsin, Olam Ibovel, that was ready 50 generations later. So Rabbi Sai comes to Rabbeinu Tam and says, I'm still in trouble. I'll tell you why I'm in trouble. Because, based on what I just said, that an Eben Meshuchar, we're giving him a green light because he's Laf Kahal, so he can marry this Nesina, What should be the next step? What should be the corollary of this? An Eved Meshuchra should also be able to marry who? Who's another possible Psul Kohol? Right? Shivcha. Right? And we know what's the answer to this question. This is bad. This is Mishnayas. That's Asa. That's Nashayla. So ask Rabbi Tamon himself. According to me, that I just came up with this Gevaldik Yechidish by saying that just because something doesn't appear in the Parish of Kohol doesn't mean that it's not subject to the Dinim of Kohol. Because I'm willing to extend the cool of Kal Geim Lemikrekol all the way back to Parshas Veschanon. Why can't I take that same kula of Kal Laf Kohol and plug it into the Yisur Shivcha as well? That's Rabbi Tam's kasha on himself. Everyone saw the kasha? That's Taizen Yivamas. Any test, right? No? So what does Rabbi Tam say? What does Rabbi Tam answer his own kasha? What does Taizen say? Anyone saw Taizen? What's it on the Mem Kamas? So what does Taizen say? Kum to Rabbi Tam and says, no. The Yisur of Nesina, the Yisur of Losses Chaten Bam, this is a Psul Kohol. But the Yisur of Shivcha, Das is nisht psul kahal. This is an isabir bialma. This is like Rashi's version of Los Eschatin Bam. This is stam, and it's like getting traffic. We're in shatnas. Not to marry a shivcha. That has nothing to do with the name of psul kahal. How does Rabbi Tam know what is psul kahal? What's not psul kahal? It's just stam arbitrary. You flip a coin. When you want it to be psul kahal, we'll call it psul kahal. You don't want it, it's not. How do you know? Give me the caribas. What's the litmus test? How do you know whether something is psul kahal? Now it's a big nafkamin ladina. Is there a ptur of kal geirim or not? Is there a het of kal geirim or not? And everybody's like, well, who's going to tell me? How do you know? I have a certain woman in front. I have two women in front of me. The Torah says don't marry her and don't marry her. So one of the women I say, oh, you're psul kahal, therefore I'm a geir, I can marry her. You're nishkim psul kahal, I can't marry you. How do you know? Stop a game, flip a coin. How do you know? What's the key there, everybody say? How do you know whether a particular issue is a psul kahal or not? It's a very, very simple answer to that question. It's a cinch. What's the answer? Torah doesn't say anything. That's the problem. Problem is, Chatei on the Torah doesn't call psul kahal. How do you know? No one saw the Taizen Yivamas? Nobody saw the Taizen Yivamas. Actually, no. What does it say on Taizen Yivamas? You have to find it first. It's taken so long. You have Gemara. Oh, wow. Pages in ink. I like this guy. Okay. I can't see anything. That's nice anyway. Okay. Vim Taima Zok Tais is in Tesla Bays. Came within a sini asir mid their eyes and losses chatin. My shnod the Meshuchra mutaben. Via Shlomer, the law of the losses chatin, equal a male of a shop, so they call for moms and money of the Shabakal Gerim. Aval, love the lo yekodesh, the Yisra of marrying Shivcha, lo shayach lameilof. You can't learn out from Sulekov, from Amoni Moavi. Why? What's the punchline? What should be the next words? Everybody say? Tahalo tavsi kedushin b'shivcha. Flavi dumi tishar psulim. The Yisra of Evan and the Yisra of Shivcha is such a radically different Yisra. It's not a psul kol. Psul kol means don't enter into the marriage covenant, into the holy marriage community of the Jewish people. When you marry a shivcha, you ain't marrying into any holy community, into nothing. There's no kedushin tavis in the first place. You're not standing under the chuppah. When a person marries a shivcha, that's not an issa bia bialma. That's not a psul kol. Would you say that the issa to marry your sister is a psul kol? Which is a new din. And the issa to marry sister is a psul kol, and therefore call gam lo yikra kol. That's ridiculous, right? It's not an issa kol, that's an issa bia. The issa of shivcha is an issa bia bialma. It's not an issa kol. And all right, how do you know what's this a call? What's not? The answer is partial of this kedushin. This kedushin, let me call it an isur of kal Hashem. There's no kedushin. It's not a kal Hashem to kedin. So Rabbi Natan says everything is amakom yavu b'sholem. Everything is mamish perfect. This is such a every piece of the puzzle is working out according to Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan said Nesina is a deraisa. So we got into a big pickle. Half of every meshucha marry Nesina. Rabbi Natan is mechadish. That's the nature. The din is a psul kol. Psul kol is not subject to gerim. Every meshucharim is like a ger. Then Rabbi Natan asked on himself, I said, how come an Eved Meshuchra can't marry a Shivcha? So Rabbi Natan says, no, that's not Psul Kahal. How do you know which is which? So the answer is Poshet. Here there's Kedushin, and here there's Ein Kedushin. Everything is Gevaldik, Meiridik, fantastic, except for one last piece. What's the last final piece of the puzzle? What's the last dilemma? Because Rabbi Natan is explaining to you, everyone understand what's going on here. Rabbi Natan is mamish going through all of Hilchas Yichsin and explaining to you this lumdus, that lumdus, who can marry who, what, where, this is Gevaldik. What's the last piece, everybody say? The last piece of the puzzle. No, what does Rabbi Natan say? Last piece of the puzzle. Comes Rabbi Natan and says, there's a Mishnah at the end of the third parak of Maseches Kedushin, where the Mishnah says that who could marry who? A mamzer can marry a who? A mamzer can marry a shivcha. A mamzer can marry a shivcha. Says Rabbi Natan, I can't understand that one. You want to tell me that a mamzer can marry an amoni? Or a mamzeres can marry an amoni? That I can understand. You know why? Because another kula of psule kol is that all psule kol can marry into each other. So a mitzri can marry an amoni, a amoni can marry a mitzris, can marry a mamzer, everyone can marry a psule dach, whoever's a psule kol can marry into each other. But Rabbi Natan gezogt, I just told you 2 seconds ago that the Issa Shivcha is not a psul of kohol. It can't be a psul of kohol because there's no kedushin tofsin, and that's why the Eved Meshucha can't marry her. So he asked Rabbi Natan himself, Abba Zoy, how could the Mishnah say beferush that a mamzer and a shivcha are permitted to get quote unquote married together? What happened? Where did that come from? This din in the end of the third breath of Kedushin undermines the entire theory of Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan's been running this whole shit quality for us about what's called psul kol, who's not a psul kol, who's what, who's a nasid, who's a that. This din, mamish, staring us in the face. Why is the mams allowed to marry a shivcha? It doesn't fit into the pattern of Rabbi Natan. If shivcha is not a psul kol, why is the mams permitted to marry her? So comes Rabbi Natan with the final solution. Comes Rabbi Natan and says, you know why mams are allowed to marry shivcha? I'll tell you why, says Rabbi Natan. This is not a din klali of psule kol. This is not part of what I've been talking about for the last 20 minutes. There's some din prati here, something very, very unique that permits this marriage, quote unquote, whatever you want to call it, between a mams and a shivcha. Something very, very, very unique about this relation between mams and shivcha that somehow overrides everything and says it's mutter. What's unique about it, everybody say? Who knows? What's unique about this mom's and shivcha relationship? Going back to yesterday's shiur, why can't you marry a shivcha in the first place? What's the answer for marrying a shivcha? Well, yeah, kaddish. What does kaddish have to do with the shivcha? A relationship that can't have kedushin. Kaddish is like the opposite of kedushin. A relationship with a woman who cannot pass, is not even in the parish of kedushin. In kedushin, tevsin b'shivcha. Shvulach ampoy machamor, there's no kedushin mechlal in the parish of her shivcha. Such a relationship is called kachus kari rechamona. That's what the term means in Pashkin Seif. It says liya kodesh. You can't enter into a relationship with a woman who is not even in the parsha of getting married to. A mamzer is not subject to that issur. A mamzer gets a freebie. It's a tough existence being a mamzer. But there's one thing he has in his pocket. You know what it is? Wali surim, which emanate from bilti kedushin, don't speak to him. You know why? Because that's where it came from. How did he become a mamzer in the first place? He became a mamzer because the Mishnah says the fourth parak of Yevamos, he came from parents who couldn't have gotten married in the first place. He's kaddish v'koy. Not in a good way, in a bad way. He's a kaddish, in effect. He's an entity of kaddishus. So, Zokter ben Atam, no, where was that tesis? The other tesis, same tesis. Zokter ben Atam. Umayishta de mamzer muta b'shivcha. Amr ben Etam, the lo shayach lo yeh kodesh b'mamza, the ikoro ba mikdashus, mi'isad lo tafsi b'kedushin. And then after ben Etam has written for the last 40 pages about this topic, he signs off with what two words? Ve'ein laharich. Imagine if he would have been ma'arich. Okay? So comes Rabbi Natan and says, I just explained to you the phenomena of the ABCs and who's allowed to marry who, says Rabbi Natan. There are basically three different halacha is taking place. Three different unions waiting here, each one working with its own set of rules. The reason why Nevi Meshucha and Asina are permitted to get married, even though L'chayr should have been in Deraisa, according to Ben Adam, the heter is based on one of the two magic words, psul kol. The reason why Nevi Meshucha cannot marry a shivcha is because this is not a psul kol, because there's no kedushin. The reason why Mams is allowed to marry a shivcha is a special halacha, because Kadosh Bikoy, he comes from the Isser of Kachos. A totally different. Now, this third din, she has absolutely no impact on the first two halachas. So Rabbi said, when all the dust settles, why did Rabbi Natan have to tell us this whole story? Why do we have to learn half from Maseches Yevamos in the last 20 minutes in order to understand all this? What prompted this? What got Rabbi Natan into trouble? No? What got Rabbi Natan into trouble? His sheet about what? About Nesidim. It was only because Rabbi Natan held that Nesidim is deraisa. If he would have just held like a Zayda, we'd have to leave Enshia 20 minutes ago. It's because Rabbi Natan held that Nesidim is a deraisa, therefore he had to get the ball rolling, was never Shechar Mutter. He had to come up with this klal psul kol. He had to explain the difference between psul kol and lapsul kol, which caused him to get into trouble over here, which caused him to come to this Kiddush. Everything is emanating from Rabbi Natan from yesterday. The whole story, this whole Rabbi Natan, three different Chidush Torah about psul yichos, all emanated from this one shita, Rabbi Natan's famous shita about Nesina against Shitas Rashi. So I ask you, Rabbi Sai, going back to our Mishnah. All right? We finished the first sugya. What does it say in the Mishnah? Habo al Hanesina. That's all it said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you have to be a knas if you bo al Hanesina. The implication of the Mishnah is obvious that you did some kind of an Avera. We weren't quite sure what that Avera was. We had to isolate what that Avera is. So we had a major machlekes Rashi and Benatam. What was that Avera? Was it an Avera de Rabbanon? Was it an Avera de Raisa? Rashi, who created the Avera de Rabbanon, had a lot of problems. Some of the problems we spoke about yesterday, some of the problems we elaborated upon today. Rashi's Issa de Rabbanon of David Gozer Aleim, some quasi kind of an Avdus, doesn't fit into the regular categories of Avdus. Very, very problematic. Shitas Rashi. But Rashi pushed his way through. We went with Shitas Rashi. We explained which Gemara's led Rashi to say his Shita. But Rashi's pshat in the Mishnah was a bowl and a sina meant an issa, kind of an issa derabbanan. But Benatam radically disagreed and said, no, it's an issa deraisa. He reread all those Gemara's losses chatim different from his grandfather. According to Benatam, there's an issa deraisa of Nesina. That issa deraisa of Nesina got us into a lot of trouble because it threw us off in terms of how to understand this Mishnah in Kedusha, which forced Rabbi Natan to give us two different categories and three different categories, a whole Shir Klali in Psula Yichos, only to defend Shittas Rabbi Natan. So ask Rabbi Sai, when you saw the Mishnah, everyone read the Mishnah, Abol and Asina, everyone realized, two radically, right Ashi, you got it? Two radically different ways of learning all of the Maseches Yevamos, all of the sugyas of Nesina, and everybody, Shifcha, Nesina, everything all rolled into one. So many things all revolve around one word in the Mishnah. Hope to meet you tomorrow. We'll start the next sugya of a balakusis and see where that will take us. Well, your day begins in 10 seconds.